And coming up this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, Linford and Karen are going to be welcoming you, matter of fact, welcoming you right now, out to their place for the Nowhere Else Festival. I'm with Linford Detweiler. And Linford, what year is this? It's been a while now.
Yeah, this will be the third year for Nowhere Else Festival, believe it or not.
Has there been a point between 3 years ago and now that you said, we've got ourselves in over our heads? Why are we doing this again?
You know,
it's got to be just a ton of work.
It is. We've played all these great festivals in the U.S., and we've gotten to play a few in the U.K. and Europe as well. And we always enjoyed the vibe of hanging out with other artists and just the communal aspect of it. I think we were a little bit guilty of, you know, how hard can this be? And somebody should have told us not to try it at home. Yeah, some of our best memories on the road are just the camaraderie that happens backstage and behind the scenes at festivals when you get to sort of talk to your peers and be together. And we've seen so much good stuff that the impetus was kind of, let's try to bring some of this home and see if we can do this. But it's a lot of work.
But initially, I believe, wasn't the thought to kind of get off the road for a while and do more things at home?
Yes. So part of this whole project is we are restoring a 140-year-old barn, and it's come a long way. The idea is to have a small venue that could function year-round and be able to play some smaller intimate shows and host workshops and make records at home and cut back on our travel as we continue to age like hopefully a good wine. But yeah, the road will wear you out. We're coming up on 30 years and we've never taken a year off. So
it's grown somewhat over the 3 years, but going into this third year, having done it twice before, has it gotten any easier? Have you, like, learned the ropes?
Yeah, I mean, the grid is in place, and we've got lots of wonderful volunteers that help out. But it always does surprise us that it's like being on a working farm. There's a lot of work to be done this time of year. And I grew up around a lot of farmers, and there was a real communal aspect of farming, especially at this time of year when they were planting as well. And everybody around us is out planting and sort of working late. It's just sort of part of that time of year for being on a working farm. And that's the thing about our site is it's strictly a green space. There's no asphalt, no sidewalks. It's just a beautiful grassy, you know, hay fields, trees, whatever. And people that come to the festival quickly remark on that it's so nice to have an event like this just on a piece of unpaved earth.
So this is a short drive from Cincinnati, up 71, I would imagine?
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes south of Wilmington.
So you're exiting at Wilmington, or?
There's two or three different exits. It seems like when we use our GPS, it takes us a different way every time. But it's all about the same. Leave about an hour to get out there, and it's about 45 miles, something like that.
It's a music and arts festival, so what do you have in store for this year?
Well, starting with the music, we have some great singer-songwriters come in. The first woman I'll mention is Mary Gaucher, a singer-songwriter that we've gotten to know. She's touring a new record that she co-wrote over the last 3 years exclusively with wounded veterans. Can you imagine that? Mm. She's got a whole album of songs where she sat down with soldiers who experienced some kind of trauma and talked about their stories and wrote these incredible songs. And it's a program that she's part of called Songwriting with Soldiers. And I'm really, really excited to hear Mary perform, and we're going to have a conversation about this record and her life's work. She was adopted when she was very young, experienced quite a bit of trauma in her own life, and I think music has been such a healing force in her life.
She's some kind of special, that lady.
She really is. And that's going to be great. Loudon Wainwright III is going to be offering a concert, one of the great songwriters of our generation. He wrote his first song, I believe, 50 years ago.
Sounds about right.
And he has a memoir out that came out last fall called Liner Notes, and there's a big long subtitle. I read it. It's quite a remarkable book, and he'll be reading from his memoir in the barn. And Loudon, of course, is the patriarch of one of the great musical families, the father of Rufus. And he was married to Kate McGarrigle and Suzzy Roach, great singer-songwriters in their own right. And Lucy Wainwright Roach will be at the festival as well, Loudon's daughter. I'm sure they'll be doing some music together. Lucy's so great. I can't tell you how many people see her play and feel like they just met their new best friend. I mean, she just has a way of talking to people and drawing them in that's really special to watch. Birds of Chicago, sort of a newfound favorite of ours, a band that we just adore, is touring their new record. They'll be back. There's a musical couple that's doing some great work called David Wax Museum. They were sort of the hit out at Newport Folk Festival not too long ago. And he went to Harvard and met his girlfriend when they were studying ethnic music in South America, and really unique, great, energetic sound. Kerry Rodriguez from Texas is coming in with a trio. Peter Mulvey, a songwriter that we met years and years ago in the mid-90s, he opened for us at the Emory, one of our Christmas concerts, mm-hmm. is coming in. It's a pretty...
Peter's the bicycle guy. Peter, rides the hell out of the bicycle.
Yeah, he does entire music tours on his bike. Hmm. And Ben Solee does that occasionally. I've never been that rugged. Oh, my goodness. Mm. But it's a great lineup. On the visual end of the spectrum, we have a filmmaker coming in again this year. So we're going to screen a film Saturday night at 10 p.m. It's a beautiful documentary about the actor Hal Holbrook, who did this one-man play where he embodied Mark Twain.
For decades.
For 60 years he did this, yes. And Karen and I cried real tears when we saw this film. It's beautiful. And anyone that's committed to a vocation or a relationship or any kind of calling long term will love this film. We learned so much. And we've got Michael Wilson coming out again. He'll do a photo ramble through Wilmington on a Sunday morning. So you can walk through a little American town with a great photographer and make some pictures and watch Michael work and hear a little bit about his work. We've got two incredible nature photographers coming in this year, Kent Burgess and Rodney Bersile from Texas. They're like National Geographic award-winning photographers, and they'll have their work in the barn. Some wonderful painters are coming out. It's quite a little weekend. And it feels very much like some kind of musical family reunion. I mean, there's a lot of kids running around, and we get a couple of Clinton County deputies to come in just to keep an eye on parking and things. Mm-hmm. And they always remark, like, what an amazing laid-back group of people, so friendly. And so it's fun.
We're visiting with Linford Detweiler. Linford and Karen Berquist over the Rhine have this festival, a beautiful music and arts festival, Memorial Day weekend. This is the third annual coming up this weekend at their homestead out in Clinton County. Anything else to add? This goes Friday to Sunday or Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, this festival basically runs all day Saturday and Sunday. We do a sort of a special ticket for people that want to kick in just a little extra to support this crazy labor of love. And the VIPs can come out Friday evening for a farm-to-table picnic and a little private concert to kick things off. And a number of the musicians come in early and have this dinner together out in a little tent. The local farmers pitch in asparagus, greens, strawberries, and the chef this year is doing filet mignon on the grill, you know, and it's pretty fancy stuff.
Like moving back to the 19th century.
But it's really... really great, locally sourced, wonderful food. And it's been interesting. Maybe I'll just talk about moving to Highland County 13 years ago. That was all about Karen and I just having a retreat, because we'd work on the road city to city. Touring is a very communal, intense kind of group of people working together every day. And when we wanted to come home and get off the road, we wanted something completely different. So we found a little fixer-upper farm in Highland County. And then when we began the barn project up the road, we realized we couldn't have a barn raising without a community. Those are always communal events. And this new chapter of us being outside of Cincinnati is really surprising us with how communal it is. But I mentioned the farmers that are contributing food to the dinner Friday night. It's been fun to get to know our neighbors and people in Wilmington, and sometimes people stop in and say, oh, I used to run through that barn when I was a kid, and they'll tell us stories, and the farmers adjust their planting schedules around the festival so that they don't disturb what we're doing. They're so supportive. It's been really kind of heartening to just be part of a community.
Because it could go the other way. You know, it very well could go the other way. It could be a nightmare.
Yeah, all these people coming in from out of town. And I appreciate you helping us get the word out. It's been mostly word of mouth to Over the Rhine fans, and we need to do a better job of just letting people in Cincinnati know that we're doing this. Because, my goodness, we've got people coming in from, I think, between 35 and 40 different states.
Yeah.
And there's people that fly over from Europe. We just got an email from a woman in Amsterdam that said she was coming and she had a couple questions and they were planning on taking a taxi from Wilmington out to the festival and back. And I had to explain to them, well... Let us help you with that because, you know, the yellow cabs aren't going to be all lined up, you know.
God bless her.
And she's coming to the middle of nowhere in Ohio, you know. And so we had people last year from as far away as Galway, Ireland, Melbourne, Australia. It's so great that they're coming to this part of Ohio to sort of explore. And obviously, a lot of them come into Cincinnati after the festival.
And for those coming out on Saturday and Sunday, what time do things get rolling?
Well, if you want to participate in the workshops in the morning, gates open at 9 a.m., and most of the workshops start at about 10 a.m. Everything's on the website. The music kicks off every afternoon at 1 p.m., and some people just mostly come in for the music, but there's a lot of other stuff going on in the mornings as well.
When does Over the Rhine play?
We play every day. We'll play after the farm-to-table picnic Friday night, and we'll close out Saturday, play right before the movie. If Wendell Berry had a drive-in, that's our movie tagline. And Sunday, we're going to play second to last, and we're going to let Birds of Chicago have the last word this year. They've got a brand new record out, and they've been touring in Europe, and they're feeling really good, and we're just going to sit back and enjoy the show and be fans as the festival comes to a close this year.
Wonderful. Praying, fingers crossed, for good weather. All the best to you.
I told Lee Hay that we've converted to all the religions.
Bring it.
So we've got our bases covered. We're like a walking coexist sticker, you know, so hopefully the weather will be on our side.
Linford, thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you, Brian. Always a pleasure.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
It's the Nowhere Else Festival this coming weekend. Again, all the information at our website, wvxu.org. And for Around Cincinnati, I am Brian O'Donnell.
6 o'clock's always behind you. 6 o'clock on the battlefield. 6 o'clock is black as gun smoke. At 6 o'clock our deal is sealed. No need to talk or testify. Just keep your story tucked inside. No savior on a crucifix. Look in my eyes, I got your sins. 6 o'clock, the world falls silent. At 6 o'clock, the guilt remains. 6 o'clock, the breath goes sour. At 6 o'clock, I'll hold your pain. No need to talk or testify. Just keep your story tucked inside. No savior on a crucifix. Look in my eyes, I got your sin. 6 o'clock, I will defend you. At 6 o'clock, just call my name. At 6 o'clock, I'd die for you. And I know you do the same. Always behind you. 6 o'clock on the battlefield. 6 o'clock is black as gun smoke. At 6 o'clock our deal is sealed.